Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I was very glad to see the Board of Supervisors turn down the 10% raise that was built into the schedule. I've talked about this before, but I will reiterate that I almost ran for the supervisor's office for my district many years ago, but my friend Bonnie Neely ran that year, so I changed my mind, and am I glad. I've known several supervisors and council persons, and I know how much work goes on behind the scenes, and besides, one has to be smarter than I am in many areas. Anyway, good sense reigned. Our harmoniers group sang for the memorial service at Ocean View Cemetery on Monday, and as most speakers at the various ceremonies that I either attended or heard or read about, our speaker asked us to remember, among others, our service people in the Middle East and those who are coming home in various stages of mental and physical damage. As far as the physical damages are concerned, I was a meat cutter for over 30 years, and I know from processing wild game what damage bullets will do to flesh and bones. Multiply that by the damage done by rockets, grenades, and bombs, and I can only imagine the physical damages done to our military personnel coming home and facing months or even years of surgeries and therapy. Are they all being taken care of completely? From what I've heard, I think not. Our congressional people need to quit messing around with some of the foolishness that are bouncing around in Congress and see that these veterans and their families are completely, that's underlined, taken care of. Then we have the mental and emotional issues. Again, I can only imagine what it's like to see your military mates destroyed in front of you by some jerk in a turban whose country you are trying to help. Help from what? Why are we over there? We've been there longer than the First and Second World Wars combined. And for what? Germany, Japan, and even Russia were trying to take over the world. These jerks in the Middle East have been fighting since time began. I don't think they know what they want, and why are we in the middle of it? Get our people out of there. Let them blow each other up until they're gone. Just get our folks home. On to something else. Fred Nelson's comment on how the feds handled the legitimate complaint about the tattered flag at the federal courthouse seems to signify just what our government has come to. As Phil Arnott said in so many words, the government has gotten so big that individual actions don't get taken care of. Our president bypasses Congress and official protocol regularly to do things his way, not necessarily the best way. In my last comment, I talked about going over to Humboldt State to scope out the situation for the graduation. Being in a wheelchair, I worried some. I needed not to worry. The situation was well planned and run. The shuttles were properly equipped, drivers were pleasant and very capable. There were plenty of shuttles, even for those of us who left after our student graduated. There was good disabled parking, so my hat is off to the planners at HSU. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.